Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. As always, I'm Candy Washington, the host of the Soft Life Podcast. So before we dive into today's episode, which is the difference between self-love, self-care, and self-concept, and how you can use each of them to manifest your desires, manifest what you want to experience in your life, I'm going to break down the difference between the three of those and how you can use them. But before we dive in, go ahead and subscribe, like, and share. Also, be sure to grab our free self-love guide. We have courses on manifestation, self-love, lifestyle design, Patreon. Check out our community and get some extra perks. And then also shop our Soft Girl collection. So with that, let's dive in. So first, let's talk about the difference between them, and then I'll bake in how to use them to manifest. So first, let's talk about self-love. So self-love really is having a compassionate relationship to yourself. It's showing yourself grace, forgiveness, love, gentleness, you know, understanding, talking to yourself in a loving way, taking care of yourself, you know, viewing yourself as worthy and lovable and deserving. So self-love really is having a loving relationship to yourself. It's really deciding to love and accept yourself. That is what self-love is. It's cultivating a compassionate relationship with yourself, to yourself, and for yourself, right? That's self-love. The way that plays into manifestation is we all know with manifestation is that you get what you believe to be true for yourself. You know, just like Oprah said, you don't get what you want, you get what you believe. Ask, believe, and receive. You know, we all know the quotes. So when you have a loving relationship to yourself, that means you have a belief system, because what shows up in your world is based upon your belief system. What you believe to be true for yourself. This is the law of assumption. This is Neville Goddard. This is Dr. Joseph Dispenza, or Dr. Joseph Murphy. This is also Joe Dispenza. You know, it's just the idea or the law that you get what you believe to be true for yourself, right? It's the law of assumption. What you assume to be true, manifest. That's why there's no one to change but self. When you're manifesting, what you're really doing is changing your belief system about who you are, what you can have, who you can be, and what you can do. And when your belief system change, then your world has no choice but to mirror back what you believe to be true for you. So if you have really good self-love, that means your belief in yourself is really good. Your belief in knowing that you deserve love, your belief in knowing that you deserve wealth and abundance, your belief in knowing that you deserve respect, your belief in who you believe you can be, do, and have, and show up in this world. So that's why self-love is so important when you want to manifest something. But just in general, overall, self-love to me is the foundation. It's really the purpose of why we're here, to love and accept ourselves unconditionally. Now, let's talk about self-care. Now, self-care is different from self-love. Self-care is the practices, the beliefs, the tools, the skill sets that we develop and use in order to cultivate self-love. So it's I love myself, therefore I take care of myself. So it looks like this. I love myself and I know that I am worthy and deserving of respect. Therefore, the way in which I take care of myself is creating healthy boundaries with other people. So creating healthy boundaries is a skill set. It's a way to exercise your emotional intelligence. This is what I need to do in order to feel safe, in order to protect myself, is to create this boundary. But the reason why I'm doing it is because my foundation is that I know that I'm worthy and deserving. I know that my time is valuable. I know that I deserve to feel safe. I know that I'm allowed to say no. And the way in which I show myself love, AKA the way that I take care of myself, self-care, is by implementing this healthy boundary. So self-love is the relationship. Self-care is how you cultivate that relationship with the tools that you use: prayer, meditation, exercise, eating healthy, drinking water, having a spiritual practice, seeking support from friends and loved ones, having joy in your life. Sometimes it's shopping or eating cake or kissing or laughing. It's all these things that we do to enjoy our lives, taking a break to take care of ourselves, right? It's just really what we do to show up for ourselves, to soothe ourselves, right? That's really what self-care is. Self-care could be creating healthy boundaries. It also could just be taking a nap. Those are still forms of self-care, So, and also a huge thing in self-care, which goes into manifestation as well, twofold. One is a way to show yourself love is in self-care is through the way in which you talk to yourself. This goes into inner conversations. Neville Goddard and also Dr. Joseph Murphy. And a lot of other people, Florence Shovel Sheen as well, they all talk about the power of inner conversations and inner dialogues. And that's nothing but self-talk. And a pillar of self-love and a pillar of self-care is being mindful of how you talk to yourself. So if you're going throughout your day, I'm stupid, I'm worthless, nobody loves me, I'm always abandoned, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm too this, I'm too that, nothing works out for me. Of course, this happened, blah, 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 blah. Whatever is going on in your mind, all this negative self-talk, now self-defeating talk, that is what will manifest in your life. If you believe, if your beingness of who you are and who you be is that you are worthless, and that nothing works out for you, and that you're not lovable, what will manifest, made evidence in your actual experience, will just be events and experiences that affirms who you think you are. As a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think you're not good enough, if you think you're worthless, if you think you'll never have money, if you think you'll never be loved, if you believe these things to be true about yourself, then your experience in this world, your reality has no choice but to reflect that back to you. So the reason that we can use self-care to manifest is through loving self-talk. Encourage yourself, affirm who you are throughout your day. I am, that's why there's like lucky girl syndrome. That's nothing but self-talk. All that is affirming. It's just self-talk and inner dialogue. I am so lucky. I am loved. I am worthy. I am enough. I am abundant. Money flows to me. Whatever it is, whatever your affirmations are, whatever your self-talk is, everything always works out for me. Of course that happened to me. Great things happen to me all the time. Whatever your affirmations are, it's nothing but self-talk. And that's how you manifest, because through self-talk is how you shift and change your belief system. And it's not about being perfect. It's not about talking to yourself in a loving way 100% of the time. Nobody is perfect. It's getting to that state being the dominant way in which you feel about yourself. Do you talk lovingly to yourself more than you talk negatively to yourself, because we're human beings. We're going to have negative thoughts. We're going to have unpleasant thoughts. That's okay. Don't be afraid of them. It's okay. You know, it's fine. It's just using your emotional intelligence and taking care of yourself to not get consumed by the negative or thoughts or the unpleasant thoughts. Because when you get consumed by them, that's when they become your dominant state of being. That's when you become depressed. That's when you become anxious. That's when you have low self-esteem, low self-worth. That's when you don't feel good about who you are. That's when you're codependent. That's when you people please. That's when all of that happens. And then when you become that dominant state of being, then that's what reflects in your life. Because life is nothing but a mirror of who you are being predominantly. But there is a lag. You know, it's almost like watching like a TV, like a old time film. You know, on the film is who you're being predominantly. And then what you're watching on the film is just a reflection of what you are being predominantly on the film. But there's a lag. So do your self-concept, which I'll get to next. Do your self-love, do your self-care. You know, and don't freak out if you're like, but I've been affirming, I've been loving myself, I've been speaking lovingly to myself, but nothing's changing in my reality. It's just a lag. Keep going. Keep going. Don't give up. Okay. Now let's talk about self-concept. Now self-concept is different from self-love and it's different from self-care. Self-concept is who you think you are in the world in relationship to other things. So you could say, you know, I'm a really great entrepreneur. Making money is so easy for me. But when it comes to love, I'm unlucky in love. You know, men always leave me. There's no good men out there. Or you could be, oh, relationships are easy. You know, only high quality people always commit to me and want to be with me, but I really suck at money. I like the more money comes in, like as quick as money comes in, it goes out. Money doesn't grow on trees. Or, you know, everybody in my family has this disease. I definitely will have to have it or whatever it is, right? Or I'll never get out of this neighborhood or whatever it is. Your self-concept is how do you conceptualize or think about yourself in the context of other things. This goes to Neville Goddard's idea of everyone is you pushed out. So everyone is you pushed out does not mean self-love. It's not that, oh, I love myself, therefore everyone else loves me because everyone is me pushed out. No. Everyone you push out is more reflective of your self-concept. How do you believe you are in relationship to other things and people? Everyone is you pushed out is if you think all good men are taken, then all good men will be taken. If you think, you know, nobody at the bank would ever give me a loan for my business because I'm so bad at money, then everybody at the bank won't give you a loan for your business because you're so bad at money. That is what self-concept is. That's why we have different experiences in different areas of our lives. That's why you could be, you know, abundant in money, but lacking in the love department, you know, great health, but can't keep a dollar in your bank account, right? That's why we have different experiences in different areas of our life, because our self-concept is different with each area. Some people have the self-concept of every time something works out for me in one area, something has to go bad. You know, people have those belief systems, you know, if I get too happy, something bad is going to happen. That's a self-concept. So the way you use your self-concept to manifest is changing who you believe you are in relationship to the subject of what you want to manifest. So if you want to manifest love in your life, your self-concept has to be, you know, I always meet high quality. Let's say it's you're looking for a guy. Okay. Insert whatever you want. Husband, wife, trans, gay, bi, whatever. Love is love. Do you, boo-boo. So insert whatever it is you want in your life. I'll just say a man because it's easier for that example. But insert whatever is right for you, okay? You know, then you have to start thinking, oh, you know what? There are so many available high-quality men that are just dying to commit to me. You know, every time I go on a date, it goes so well. There are so many great guys out there, you know, or you could do, an imaginal relationship with the person that you want to be with, right? Oh, wow, this person shows me so much love and respect because that is who I am in relationships. I am chosen. I am adored. I am claimed. I am loved. I am respected. I am honored, right? Because that is who I am in relationships. So self-concept is defining who you are, who you be in relationship to the subject. If it's money, well, you know who I am in business. I am a multimillionaire. My content always sells so quickly. I have such great ideas. People love working with me. I'm well respected. You know, if something doesn't work out in one thing, it's for my better because it's going to lead to something great working out over here. Your self-concept is who you believe you are in relationship to any particular subject. And you can use everyone as you pushed out. You know, everybody wants to hire me. All good men want to come to me. You know, money comes to me so easily because people treat you the way you think they will treat you. If you think, you know, only the bad guys like me, I'm only attracted to the bad boys. Well, then what's going to happen? You know, all men cheat. You know, then what's going to happen? You know, I'm always in debt. When I get a little bit of money, another bill comes to take it away. Then that's what's going to happen. Or do you think, you know, I am so lucky and money, you know, money just always comes to me every day I wake up. My bank account is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I always know what to do with my money. I know how to multiply and increase it. I'm so good in business. You know, how do you feel you are in relationship to the subject that you want to manifest? That is your self-concept. And who you choose to be in relationship is what will show up for you. Think about two entrepreneurs. One has a self-concept of, you know, nothing works out for me. I'm such a bad, you know, business person. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm such a failure. I'll never succeed. So when one invention doesn't go right or one idea doesn't go right, they say, see, I told you I was never going to succeed, and they give up. They fulfill their own prophecy. But if you have another inventor that says, I was born to succeed. I am a success. I have great ideas. My creativity is overflowing. You know, something doesn't go well. They don't quit. They say, oh, you know what? That just gave me more information. It didn't work this way, but this and this did work. So now I can take that and move it on to this, this, and this subject. Think about Steve Jobs. Think about Elon Musk, think about Ford, think about, you know, any inventor in this world. They have, quote, failed a million times more than they've, quote, succeeded. But because they had a self-concept of who they were in relationship to their business, to their creativity, to their entrepreneurship, the meaning they gave to it was different. And because the meaning was different, they were able to manifest success, wealth, notoriety, and all of that, because they didn't take the failure as I am a failure and I knew I would fail. They took the quote failure as just information. This is just giving me new information that I can now go and apply to my next invention, to my next idea. And then the next one will pop off. There are more, quote, failed ideas than there are, quote, successful ones. But the only way you get to the successful one is if you don't take the failure as an implication of who you are. And that comes from your self-concept, knowing who you are in relationship to something. So there you have it. That's the breakdown of the difference between self-love, self-care, and self-concept, and how you can use all three to manifest. Oh, wait, one more thing about self-care. Self-care also helps you to self-soothe. So when you find yourself feeling triggered by something, and it helps you to not spiral down depression or low self-esteem or low self-worth or anxiety, it allows you to return to center, regulate yourself, and get back into a loving relationship with yourself. Get back into, you know, self-affirming concepts of yourself. So self-care also lets you self-soothe so that your dominant place of being doesn't become negative or destructive. It becomes positive and affirming. Okay. So let me know if this episode had value for you. Put it down below. I hope it did. I know it did. I believe it did. So be sure to subscribe, like, and share. Grab our free self-love guide down below. Check out our courses on self-love, lifestyle design, and manifestation. Also, join our Patreon. We have a lot going on there, and shop our soft girl merch. So with that, you guys, I love you so much, and I will definitely talk to you next time. Bye. Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses.